T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You decide.
2020.
Sean Trendy is a senior elections analyst with RealClearPolitics.com. And Sean, I'm glad to have you here because I'm a little surprised to see this kind of detail that a lot of Democrats, and, you know, it's a large group. You've always got your hardcore crowd, but a lot of them are kind of rejecting the label of liberal or progressive. That surprised me. I thought there was a trend towards embracing that. No?
Well, there's a trend towards it. If you look at the poll numbers over time, there's definitely more Democrats who have described themselves as liberal or progressive. Mm-hmm. But it's still important to know that, you know, there are still a lot of moderate and, you know, moderately liberal Democrats in that party that are going to be important in this primary.
So why are all of the candidates, and I don't think I'm being unfair here, why are all of the leading candidates racing to the left, and not just a little left of center? It seems like they're really going far left. Is the core constituency of who's going to vote in these primaries, are they progressives? Do they embrace that term?
Well, I think first off, there's some bad advice that's being given, because I think, you know, the far left of the party isn't a majority. I think Twitter, you know, we know Twitter is not representative, but I think a lot of people are getting their views of the Democratic Party from Twitter. You know, I think at the end of the day, a lot of these people running are just liberal. Like Bernie Sanders is running left because he's on the left.
Yeah.
It's not more, you know, Joe Biden isn't really attacking that far left because that's more in line with what he is.
How would you describe the constituency within the Democrat Party that says openly that they're socialist? I mean, is this, say, a millennial element that's kind of new in the last 4 or 5 years to the Democrat Party?
You know, most of what we see is you ask people, are you socialist? And then you drill down and you start asking about attitudes, and they're just liberal. You know, in my mind, unless you favor some degree of government ownership of the means of production, you're not a socialist. You're just like, you know, you kind of thought Denmark got it right. Even then, though, you know, you start asking them about entrepreneurship. They like it. This is a generation that came of age during the financial collapse. And so their views of capitalism are always going to be tainted by that. But when they're talking about capitalism, they're talking about something different than you or I going out and starting the neighborhood store.
Yeah. All the while, they're typing on, you know, iPhones, and they turn over new cars every 24 months, 36 months. So there's a little, you know, a disconnect, it seems, between their understanding of capitalism versus socialism.
They love Lyft and Uber, which are like capitalist triumph, right? Over government monopolies of taxis. So
let's predict a little bit about what we expect in the next 12 months. Do you think some of these candidates getting this advice and examining Twitter and having to, you know, let's be honest, Republicans and Democrats both have to minimally tip their hat to their core base. You think they're getting a bad advice by going hard left when it comes down to the actual primary votes that they're going to need to get in a few months?
I mean, you know, there is a liberal contingent in the Democratic Party, a left contingent of the Democratic Party. It's disproportionately strong in Iowa. And so there's some rationale there. What really makes it so there's room for that candidate. What makes it really bad is that you have the Democratic Party, you know, so many of them running for what's a relatively small chunk of the party base, and really leaving a lot of votes for someone like Biden or Klobuchar, who's a little more moderate to pick up.
They just got to hang on through the beginning of this process, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess as the field winnows, it makes sense. But you know, they're people who run left are hunting in a crowded field.
Yeah. So if you were talking to Biden, and I don't know who else, would you put in that moderate category? You
probably
think
Klobuchar?
Yeah. Anybody else, or is everybody just really tacking left? Out of the 18, you know, right?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, some of the governors, like Hickenlooper, maybe, but of the major candidates, most of them seem to be running, you know, reasonably left.
Yeah, how did they navigate what really is the furor of all the youth tweeting? And I guess when you start looking at the financials, you see that a lot of individuals are making small donations that add up after a while, and people do examine those bank accounts at the end of every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to battle that? I guess Biden's got his own people that he can count on, like, you know, you'll be with me even if 10,000 millennials give $20. You'll make up the difference. But is there anything else they could say or do to try to stay in the game here?
You know, what's one of the big, we said for a long time that the internet was going to upend American politics. And what we're seeing over the last few elections is we're finally in that reality.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really put the genie back in the bottle. We're in a world where the internet has broken down a lot of the gatekeeping functions that parties used to be able to run, and you know, you can sustain a campaign now on small-ish donations if you get enough of them, run through the internet, and there's just no going back on that. Yeah. You have to embrace it and lean into it.
It's like the late 70s, early 80s when direct mail became such a fundraising technique that Republicans kind of took advantage of, which Richard Viguerie up in Northern Virginia, who's started that. Now you've got emails that can raise you $100,000 in 24 hours, but will those people then go vote? We're going to have to monitor that, and this may be the season we get some real data on it. Sean Trendy, our senior elections analyst from RealClearPolitics.com. Always enjoy talking to you, Sean. Thanks.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.